Thank you.
Two questions. Well, ask the fucking right questions. Ports, where were you this morning?
Where were you the day before?
It was optional. Today was not optional.
It was optional.
Well, let me know when it's optional for you then.
I had things.
You don't have to explain yourself. You just say, you just say none of your freaking business.
We've seen resolve on your team before, but that backstopped by a goaltender who played last night and drove down here this afternoon. Just what Chet did for you tonight and how that contributed to the win?
Yeah, especially the second period. Obviously they got the better hand in the second, and I think we just talked, I think it was 10-2 in chances in the second period, and he held us into a position where we were able to get to the third and, you know, sort some things out in between and got to our game. But, yeah, he had a strong game.
Do you know how long you're going to be without Elvis?
No.
And can you say why the reluctance? I mean, Chet's been playing, his numbers are exceptional anyways, for a couple of months in Cleveland. Why the reluctance to bring him up earlier than this situation?
That's a Don Waddell question.
We even talked a little bit this morning about the defense and the times of playing with five and playing with four for a little bit and then playing with three with Matejczuk in the box. Just their performance tonight to help Greaves out.
Yeah, I mean, we were down to three there for a bit, right, when we got the penalty. And, they, you know, all four guys, obviously, you know, really stepped up. Z leaves and for a bit there. The defense did their job for sure in that situation, but they also need help from at least one of the forwards to help and to back them up and make sure that we're secure back there, and our forwards did that. They reloaded extremely hard. They're in position to protect the D that might be a little bit tired. So I thought the entire group did a really good job of managing that situation.
I just talked about finding your game in the third. I don't know exactly what was said in there, but I think everyone kind of knew just how important that period was going to be. Boone talked about the chatter among the guys was, you know, you had to leave it all out there knowing the situation you were in. Did you like the response and like the resolve that your team and maybe the level of desperation you hit in that period to get the job done tonight?
Yeah, I mean, would we have liked to have it, you know, for 60 minutes? Sure. But, yeah, we did like the – you know, the start was good, the end was good, you know, the middle we got to clean up, obviously. But, we have to be desperate, right? I mean, you guys know the numbers better than me, but they're talking about them in there. And, you know, we're more worried about what we're doing. We were played well enough and hard enough here tonight to get 2 points. We need to continue to do that in the last, four games?
Do you have an immediate update on Jake Christensen?
No, just getting evaluated now. I don't want to say anything now because I have no idea.
Thanks.
That's it.
Okay, it's 11 tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.